Political turmoil in Egypt. The country's constituent assembly has approved a new draft constitution. The Muslim Brotherhood has already rejected the charter. The Brotherhood has slammed interim authorities, saying they're distorting Egypt's legitimate constitution, which was adopted during Mohamed Morsi's presidency. The final draft was approved by a 50-member constituent assembly and will now be handed to the military-backed interim president. Adli Mansour is expected to set a date for a referendum on the charter. The draft calls for elections, parliamentary or presidential, within 90 days after the adoption of the constitution. If approved, the new constitution will strengthen the army's hand. It will also forbid the formation of parties based on religious grounds. Well, joining us now live from Cairo is Mr. Abdullah Al-Ash'al, political commentator. Mr. Al-Ash'al, first of all, tell us about what the constitution is saying in terms of the military power. We know the opponents are saying it's giving the military sweeping powers and it's a move, you know, backwards. Do you agree with that?
I think that Egypt is still divided, and the constitution is going to add to the division among the Egyptians, because we had another constitution which had been suspended by the military on the 3rd of July. And at the same time, this constitution had been in the referendum supported by roughly 64%. This means that those who had been supporting the old constitution are going to boycott the other constitution. But because the process is not very accurate and nobody knew over the history that a referendum had been decided by any vote, I think the constitution is going to be supported by any number and is going to be passed, irrespective of the fact that we have a repetition of the majority of the articles. It is not a new constitution, it is just an amendment of some provisions which in fact are backward, not forward at all, because all the three or four articles which had been provided for in the constitution are making a fuss in Egypt. One of them is concerning the trial of civilians before the military judiciary, the military court. And in fact, the Egyptians had been, in fact, they had a nightmare concerning the natural judge, which the Egyptians had been denied over the years. And now I think also that the mere fact that we need a new constitution to be telling the country that this is the best and the other one is the worst without reading it, I think this is unfair. We have to give the people all the information about both constitutions and let them decide for themselves whether they choose the old constitution with all the solutions for the new articles or they may prefer the other one. But I see that the official media now is propagating for supporting the constitution, because the political indication of this is very dangerous. If the constitution is not passing, this means that all the procedures since the 30th of June are null and void. And for this reason, I don't think that it's going to be suspended or it's going to be even aborted by any other fact.
Thank you very much, Mr. Abdullah Al-Ash'al, political commentator with us there live from Cairo.